"I've always believed that if you put in the work, the results will come," is a quote associated to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has put in the work, and he has created massive results in his life. I personally wanted to congratulate you on today's call for putting in the work and attending each of these calls. You are in for a special treat. Good morning. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, and it's time to start your week off with another powerful message. Let's get right to the action. Please help welcome Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Russ. Thanks so much for that wonderful story and a great anecdote to start off with. Michael Jordan, you know, one of the world's greatest athletes, what an iconic figure, was known most for his tireless dedication to perfect practice, makes perfect practice. He just made shot after shot, thousands a week. He truly was a testament to what hard work does. But, you know, Russ, he wasn't alone. There was a lot of people, iconic figures, who really understood the art of perseverance and being able to really press themselves against all their self-limiting beliefs so that they actually just got what task they had to get done. But it kind of starts with that burning desire. We left off last week talking about just that, a burning desire. And, you know, it's funny. You speak about Jordan, and when you read his bio or have a chance to chat with him, one of the things he would always point out is that when he was in varsity and was cut from the team, he remembered having read on the sheet that was posted outside in the hallway what it felt like, that sinking feeling where his lungs, his throat, everything just fell into his kidneys. He said, "I would never, ever want to feel that feeling ever again." And it sat there. He actually had shared in one of his recent films where he had gone home and shared that with his mother, and his mother said, "What's wrong, Michael?" And he said, I feel like I've just lost so much inside me, and it hurts. It hurts so bad." And she says, "Well, then make sure that you take that feeling and you get to live with it every day so that you know never to have to deal with it ever again." And so that's what channeled him. That's what fueled him to move on and to move upward. But, you know, unlike Michael Jordan, and none of us here on the phone call are, well, Michael Jordans. We're all just average people. You know, we're nurses and we're construction workers. We're fathers and wives. We're young students. We're folks entering into or enjoying already retirement. We just want to make a real nice living at the thing called real estate investing. But one thing is for sure, and that is that at various levels and at intermediary times, in other words, whether it's at the beginning, the middle, or near the end, we often give up too soon. And that's the theme for this week. We shall not give up too soon. You know, many moons ago, and Russ might remember this, we had shared a story from the stage about when I'd gone to Italy with a bunch of friends, 20 guys. We all piled into a plane, and for $3,500 a head, we headed on up to Italy to go and explore what car manufacturers did. We got to visit museums, and we got to go into racetracks. It was something else. It was a real guy's trip, you know. It was fun. We were all on a bus, and it was. We stayed at hotels that were probably about two-star hotels. The man who checked us in was the same gentleman who'd made our breakfast that morning, was also caught making our beds and changing our sheets. So it was that sort of trip. But we enjoyed it. We were guys just hanging out, enjoying a wonderful gentleman's vacation, if it were, only just for 5 days. But during that time, I will never forget, we were heading out into the countryside to get to a racetrack, and no one had even remembered to load the bus up with some water. And so one of the gentlemen who was very familiar with the area said, "Let's pull over here, and we'll head up to the farm and see if we can get ourselves some water." So we did that. We pulled over, and we found ourselves at a deserted farm. So, well, there wasn't any bottled water, if it were, around. But what someone did notice, there was a pump that was, in fact, obviously over a well. And so John Duca, the gentleman who was with us, a very fine Italian man heading into his 60s, says, "My guys, what we're going to do right now is we're going to get the prime of the pump, and we're going to just pump away. We're going to get some water right away. Just get your water bottles and put it right over here under the spout, and you're going to get some water." And that's my best impression of John, his Italian language there. Thank God he's not listening. He'd probably shoot me for that. But anyways, the point of the story is, of course, we started pumping. And I'll never forget that I was the guy who was told, "Well, you're the youngest. You start pumping." So I'm pumping. And this thing was a creaky, cranky little lever. And I'm pumping away and pumping away and pumping away. Now, I'm breaking a bit of a sweat. It was hot. We were thirsty. The fellows were ribbing me. Oh my God, look at Richard move. And I got to tell you, I said, this is not working. He goes, you've got to keep pumping. You've got to keep pumping. You've got to keep pumping. And in that moment, you can't help but notice that that's kind of like life. You've got to keep working. You've got to keep working. You've got to keep working. Well, needless to say, there was no water coming out of this pump. I said, this well's dry, John. There's nothing coming. He goes, but please, I keep a pumping of the pump. So I keep pumping the pump and I'm pumping the pump and I'm pumping the pump. And I'm going. And I got to tell you, I literally just gave up. It was tiring. Nothing was coming out of it. I said, this is too much work. So I stopped. And John screamed. He goes, "Ma, please, Ricardo, what's happening is you're priming the pump, sending the air down to the well, and as every pump comes, you're bringing the water up inch by inch. And if you stop, what's going to happen is it goes all the way down. And then you, my friend, has to start all over again." I thought, wow. This is just ridiculous. And so I pump in the pump and pump in the pump and pump in the pump and pump in the pump, and I'm going fast and I'm breaking a sweat. I'm wrinkling my shirt and it's all really distressing me. And all of a sudden, a little bit of a pore started coming out. And next thing you know is as the water began to flow, the pumps became longer. And next thing you know is that it became an easy flowing effort, where now it went from an ultra fast to now an ultra easy exercise. Was it easy? Heck no. At the very beginning, I had to measure all that output. It was stellar, off the charts, made my heart pump, I'm breaking a sweat. But after all that effort, you realize one thing, that with consistent effort comes the payoff. But consistent is the operative word. You know, talking about Michael Jordan, he was consistent at doing what he did. He kept practicing his art and he kept practicing his game so that he became perfect at executing perfect practice. You see, life is like priming a pump, right? When we choose to do something, at first you don't recognize how hard it is, right? We're working at it and we're working at it, we're working at it. And you know, the pump priming exercise was in fact the perfect metaphor in the game of life for real estate investors. And real estate investors who see themselves as real estate investment businesses. And so for those who've never bought their first door, it might be occurring for you, like, my gosh, this is a lot of pumping. Whoever told me there was going to be a lot of pumping and a pumping and a pumping and a pumping and a pumping and pumping and pumping away, right? No one ever told me it was going to take this long. No one told me it was going to be this hard. But the reality is that you've got to know that what takes long, providing you remain at it, will produce results. Yes, there's an old American proverb. You can even yet still cut a tree down with a spoon. Not the wisest tool, of course, but you can do it through consistent strikes at the same place, consistently for a long period of time, with an absolute, unbridled, uncompromised enthusiasm of getting that tree down. So the reality in real estate investing, no different from applying yourself in anything you want to, in fact, be good at. You've got to be consistent. And you've got to know that the payoff, no matter how great you want it to be, is going to be equal in a proportion to the effort in which you produce. So priming that pump, I couldn't even realize how hard that was. I'm a city boy. I just turn on the tap. I reach into the fridge. I grab a bottle of Fiji. I get that. But I didn't realize that a pump, priming the pump, took so long and it was so hard. But that's the game of life, right? We're priming that pump. And so for those who've been in the real estate game or the real estate learning world for quite some time, it says, when am I going to get my first door? Well, what you'll notice is that when you start talking to people who've gotten their first door, they'll admit this. Boy, it was a long time getting to that first door. But after I got my first door, getting to my second was, well, not as difficult. And if you talk to people who got to their fifth, they'll say the same and they'll say it different. It got even easier. And as you'll notice, as you explore and begin to connect with other real estate investors who've bought 10 and 50 and 100 doors plus, you'll realize that they speak with a real grace and a real power and with ease around real estate investing. And the reason why is because they've been priming that pump for 2, 5, even maybe 10 years. And they know that with a gentle pull of that lever, they're already with that momentum and the flow is rich of opportunity and of capital and connections and vendors and lenders and just the world of real estate works for them. But it didn't come easy. Now, it wasn't cheap either. Giving yourself up and being committed to priming the pump means enduring the lessons, listening to the insights, applying the education, It's about shaking those hands and making the connections with deep meanings and with real purpose so that you can stay on track, letting your burning desire to not fail yourself and those who are counting on you to do what you want to do in real estate for all of what it represents, not just the beliefs, but financial independence and the security, the safety, the freedom, and the example you're going to leave for your children in that financial DNA, that success DNA that you cultivate in them to say, this is how you get it done, son. This is how you get it done, my little princess. This is how you have it all. And it's not through sheer brain power. It's not about IQ. It's not about emotional intelligence. It's not about being the smartest or being the richest. It's about being steadfast. It's about being steady at it. It's about priming the pump. It's about, as Michael Jordan and as Russ pointed out, it's being consistent at hard work. Because getting rich slowly in real estate will pay off the most, but it will come with ease over time. So for this week, here's your homework. Here's your task. I want you to write down in one page. If you must take two, by all means, but no more than two because it'll start getting dramatic. I want you to write out what your experience has been like in learning about real estate, in understanding the fundamentals about real estate, and where you are right now. So whether you haven't bought your first piece of real estate or whether you've bought in your second or fifth or tenth or hundredth, I want you to write a short story. I started here. I've learned these things. I found it like this. It was difficult. It was hard. It was long. It was winding. But however that experience looked. Well, where I am right now is on the cusp of, well, buying my first, buying my fifth, buying my tenth. And what you want to begin to see is where the drama of your story might live. And for those who've in fact already done their 2, 5, 10, or 15 homes by now, you'll notice that, well, there's very little drama. The challenges become, where do I get more money? And so you begin to identify in your little story where exactly the opportunity lies for you to be in action. For those who are novice, who are beginners, who've just started, you'll notice that a lot of that drama is all in what we call perception. And your perception is, these are windy times. And your perception exists, boy, this is hard. But right there, you're going to see that it's only one thing, a story, one interpretation. But if you were to look at that and consider that after you do this homework this week, writing out what your experience was starting in this real estate game, where you've been and where you currently are at, you'll notice that that story is like priming the pump. It's only a few strokes away, a few priming of the pump more to go to start finding that power, that magic in real estate investing with grace and with ease. And as soon as you identify that this is just a part of the process, you'll recognize that you'll want to endure it just that much more. When does a runner want to push even harder? Is when the finish line is in sight. My friends, the finish line is in sight. And the challenge for you is to understand and embrace that it only takes a little bit longer to get a little bit more from that pump. Russ, back to you.
You got to prime of the pump. Those
you
are
gotta
words.
You got to prime of the pump, Rich. Keep it going.
What wonderful words to live by in the whole art of perseverance. Fantastic, Rich. Another
Thanks,
great call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your commitment this morning. Once again, RAIN members, RAIN partners, the same call numbers for next week at the same time. As always, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate, but call the RAIN office at 1-888-824-7346. Another wonderful Monday morning call. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network. Have a masterful week, everyone. Bye for now.